free thy land. Gone underground, on the outer fringe of freedom. And this is your host, Freer Freedom. And tonight we're going to look at how the U.S. military got conned out of over $21 trillion of your money. First, we're going to have to look at a few probabilities. These days, most people will admit that life is possible somewhere out there in the universe, considering the gazillions of planets out there. There is something like 80 billion habitable planets in the Milky Way alone. So to believe that life isn't possible out there is kind of taking the odds backwards. So most people can probability think to that level, but they still can't grasp the rest of it. If you consider that this idea is true, then you have to look at the fact that it only takes a few million years to colonize the Milky Way, even at sublight speeds, according to Isaac Turner. And so the other fact we have to consider is that the Earth is like 3 or 4 billion years old, but the universe is like 13 or 14 billion years old. So therefore, life out there is probably ahead of us in development, which means they probably have gotten here at least a billion years ago, because we're not hidden. We're sitting right next to a solar beacon that can be seen for hundreds of light years in almost all directions. So the most probable thing is that life is out there, it has already gotten here. And what would they do once they get here? Well, the same thing we would do if we came across a developable land. We try and farm it or something. So they've probably seeded and terraformed this planet for millions of years. And humanity's evolution is just the latest upgrade in their property. This is the most likely scenario. It could be wrong, but any other scenario is less likely, and therefore to believe in anything else is kind of, well, I don't know if stupid's the right word, but it's definitely ignoring the mathematical realities. This also explains why the aliens aren't communicating with us as if we were equals. To them, we're something like cattle. They don't really, they just brazenly show up and mutilate some cattle or abduct a person. They're not really acting like we're any kind of equal, or, you know, they're treating us the way we would treat animals. And even on our own planet, less evolved cultures, when a more highly evolved culture finds it, usually the lesser evolved culture gets exploited. So we're probably being exploited, and they're not telling us that we're being exploited because we probably wouldn't like it. Also, it also shows to a degree of weakness on their side. They need us not to know what's going on, because our resistance to our oppression would be a problem for the aliens. So, obvious to me, that's what we should do. Well, once we've arrived at this fundamental change in paradigm, we can now examine the evidence more objectively. And there is a huge amount of eyewitness evidence in favor of UFOs and alien contact. Not only that, according to Stephen Greer, President Carter was once asked how it felt to be the most powerful man in the world, and he said, "I don't think I was that person." And they said, "Why? Because of UFOs?" And he said, "Exactly. They wouldn't tell me about them." That and some other things. Stephen Greer also claims he has a copy of the a hit order on Marilyn Monroe. Kennedy had been told about the UFOs and he had leaked it to Marilyn Monroe, who was upset because she was being jilted and she was going to reveal about the UFOs, and she was assassinated by the CIA. Now, I used to listen to Dave Emery back in the 1980s, and he covered this extensively with all kinds of newspaper clippings that proved that she was killed, but he never really had a good motive. This sounds to me like a very good motive. Also, there's it's a compartmentalized operation. We're back engineering the UFOs that we have crashed and collected, and it's done so that very few of the scientists know the whole picture of what's going on. And when they leak, they only reveal small parts. Apparently, six scientists got together to pool their information and then leaked it collectively. And we have, in the United States, been building these giant triangular UFOs, huge, that also contain smaller UFOs that can, you know, sort of the aircraft carrier model. It's probably the Navy's project. These giant, expensive UFOs. And we're also missing, according to Catherine Austin Fitz, something like over $21 trillion from the Pentagon and HUD's budgets. Then that's a lot of money. It's like a third of the stock market. How do you even hide that? Well, it's probably being used for these underground bases where they build the UFOs, where they can't be seen during construction. So when you look at the evidence in light of the correct paradigm view that aliens are out there and this is property and we're being managed, then all this other evidence goes up in probability of being true. And the evidence is all consistent. That is another criteria for thinking in probabilities. You have to make sure that all the facts required for any of your fact to be true are also true. Well, what does that suggest? It suggests that we are being managed. Our history is not our own. We are being seeded not just with technology like the silicon chip from a crashed UFO, but probably goes back further to our development of the internal combustion engine right within the proper time period where the global warming produced by the internal combustion engine would create the Arctic methane that would be set off while we were tilted towards the center of the galaxy. What are the odds that we would become technologically capable enough for internal combustion right at the time when the internal combustion pollution could harm us the most? This is a probability thinking, a way of looking at it, and it looks like it has been designed that we're going to get knocked back to the Stone Age here before we get too technologically advanced and become a threat to our alien overseers who are based on the moon as well as other places. But it's a surveillance moon up there keeping an eye on us. And they also have telepathic infiltration of our society through hybrids. Now you may ask, how could you embark upon a multi-million year project like this? Civilizations don't even last that long. And the answer is that the aliens in their UFOs are traveling outside of time, so they're skipping into time only at certain points. So from their point of view, it might only be a year, but here it might be a million years. So that's why you don't see aliens all that often. They're only around for a few hours at a time, probably when the planets line up to provide the extra energy they need in order to manifest. And there's all kinds of other multidimensional bizarre physics involved that makes it very difficult to understand what's going on. But in the Travis Walton case, he was abducted for what to him was only an hour or two, but to his companions and the rest of the world, it was 5 days. His companions were being investigated for his possible death by the police in Arizona because he was missing so long. And then, of course, there's also the Rip Van Winkle story. A lot of the ancient Celtic myths can be looked at from a UFO point of view, and the evidence fits quite well. And of course, you know, one night for Rip Van Winkle was 20 years Earth time. So if a million years is only a year, then you could easily terraform a planet and get the results in huge amounts of wealth that you pluck off that planet just before a major pole shift knocks the civilization back. So you get this constant crop every 39,000 years of a wide variety of technology that you might not have thought of on your own. Of course, it won't be super advanced either, but then again, technology is also somewhat dangerous. I mean, if we were to make a little black hole or something and it didn't evaporate like Hawking's predicted and we dropped it, we could lose our whole planet. We're already getting in trouble with the internal combustion engine. So these aliens, technology could be one of the things they're developing. There could be other things that are genetic equivalent. They could be hijacking people for slaves and possibly soldiers or to make clones from for space wars and other dimensions, variety of things. But the most likely thing, again, is that Earth did not evolve naturally. We are being manipulated on many levels, and we have the option to resist. And the easiest way to resist telepathic domination is by changing the very consciousness that they are eavesdropping on. Protect your consciousness. Researchers have found that telepathic aliens are eavesdropping on our thinking. Don't let them invade your thoughts. Take magic mushrooms to scramble their robot circuits. It's true. They can monitor everything you experience. So if you're thinking of having sex and you're not an exhibitionist, be sure to take your magic mushrooms so the aliens can't peep on you while you're having fun. Don't forget, save America by taking magic mushrooms to protect us from the telepathic alien invasion. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California, 10944. BCFM, KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. Here's a mystery currently in the news. There is a giant Russian plane in Pennsylvania waiting on the airstrip. No one knows what it's there for. The government says it's classified. It's like the second largest plane in the world. It's huge. A lot of people can see it. So what is it there for? What's inside? Well, the most obvious scenario is that it's loaded with fake mail-in ballots. And they're going to stuff all those blue mailboxes that they ripped off from all the towns around America. They're all going to be stuffed with mail-in ballots from Russia. I'll bet they forget to put postage on it, though. Did you ever harm someone because of a sudden impulse? That impulse may not have come from you. You could have been a victim of telepathic puppetry by alien mantis robots. I know, it's hard to believe, but these nasty pests have been turning humanity into their puppets for thousands of years. What can you do about it? You could do the same thing that ancient anarchists did. You could take psilocybin mushrooms. Psilocybin has been shown in studies to reduce criminal activity among criminals. By taking magic mushrooms, you can stop these evil aliens from turning you into a piece of shit. Well, I heard that thousands of baby chicks died in the mail because Donald Trump has slowed it down to prevent mail-in voting. Again, the young of another species killed for evil. So here's an idea for a direct action to oppose this treasonous activity against the American people. We could have DIY mail service for people's mail-in ballots. Have them collected and driven to the polling place address by the people, for the people. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California, 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. And we're back. So, Mushroom Rave would be a very simple political thing to do to stop alien invasion. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it actually has a very good chance of being effective. And there are constitutional protections for engaging in this activity, particularly if you do it as militia, in which case you must be well regulated. And speaking of that, you could even do this on half a sidewalk. As long as you don't obstruct the sidewalk, you could have a late night shroom rave on the sidewalk. Not sure if you can get away with sound in a residential area, but I guess you could play chess or something and do a night watch. And this is a sanctuary for abductees. It also protects them from being abducted, as well as a telepathic block to the oppression of the planet Earth. Again, this is a very simple thing to do with quite a bit of leverage, because the only people that are against it are the telepathic aliens. So, getting back to the infiltration of our military, the Stephen Greer says they have unacknowledged special access programs to compartmentalize the reverse engineered UFO projects. That is, that you're invited into a room, there's a gun on the table with a bullet next to it, and that bullet goes in your head if you talk about anything involved in that project with anyone besides the people in that room. And then all these trillions of dollars are flowing into these projects, but when asked by, say, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who is not an insider, where all the fucking money's going, they'll just deny the projects. And I think it was Bob Lazar said in 1979 there was a shootout between the aliens and some of the scientists on some of these unacknowledged special access programs. So if you think about it, you get a telepathic person into one of these groups, and they pretty much know everything that's going on. And then you get rid of the regular humans, and pretty soon the aliens are running the unacknowledged special access programs. and they're walking off with the UFOs that all these trillions of dollars are going into. That money would have gone to the people in the United States. Everybody in the United States is poorer because of these projects. And in the end, it's extra foreign aliens walking off with all the UFOs. The best of the leakers, William Tompkins, said that his very attractive secretary telepathically helped him build UFOs for the Navy. I think he said she was a tall Nordic, possibly Palladian. In any event, something seemed wrong to me, and he thought that the Palladians were on our side, good people. But I see her helping him build UFOs that are going to not be the property of the U.S. military anymore. So it looks like she's working with the aliens who are ripping us off for the UFOs. The Mantis and the Greys. Probably the Palladians are a Mantis hybrid. Now, the Mantis look like they could be working for the giant lizards on the moon. William Tompkins did say there were giant lizards on the moon as well. But my feeling is that the Mantis look like artificial intelligence, and they're going to eventually outthink their lizard masters. And I think that's what's going on. Looks like the Mantis are always very deceptive in what they do. So it will look like they are working for the lizards, but they have their own agendas. And the most obvious agenda would be for the Mantis to use their genetic manipulation abilities to interbreed with the giant lizards and make a better giant lizard that would then take over from the other giant lizards, etc., etc. Using mushrooms to prevent alien abductions actually has a precedent. Up until the Munich Beer Act of 1516, there were mushrooms in beer. And according to Cliff High, in an interview he did with Richard Doland, during that period before, for about 800 years, there were fewer abductions of people by fairies, which is the equivalent to UFO cases for that period of time. So we have empirical evidence that using psychedelics to prevent alien invasion actually works. There's very little downside. It's actually fun. And this is actually an element of time war, where by doing something small in an apparently unrelated area, you can have huge effects on the downstream destinies in this world and the multiverse. And because the multiverse is involved in UFO travel, there is sort of a metaphysical, spiritual element to the phenomena. So in a way, by taking psychedelics, you are denying them, these aliens, some of their reality on this timeline. And as a result, the whole planet is more autonomous and free from negative influence. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC. Quarter Militia, California, 10944 BCFM, KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. Because of the connection between the UFO abductee and the hybrid clones that the bug aliens are breeding from the abductee, when the abductee gets high on psilocybin mushrooms, so do all the clones in this universe and the multiverse. Huge numbers of other telepathic hybrids could be getting high when you get high on mushrooms. You can get more people high this way, more half people, than you can with Siberian Amanita urine. So hurry today and get high on psilocybin mushrooms before the upcoming methane Arctic firestorm crustal adjustment knocks you off your civilization. And on that day, a Milankovitch cocktail was thrown by the sun upon the Arctic methane, and behold, there did arise a great flaming donut from sea to shining sea, and it did lift up the land by classified technology, and the poles that were four were then again two, to the woe of the world.